This is Gillian Davis interviewing Zachary Kane, age 21, about the role of bookstores in our lives. The date is June 6, 2015, and it is approximately 8 p.m. in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Before we begin, I'd like to ask if you've read and signed the consent forms for this interview. If so, state yes.
Yes.
All right, to begin, I'm just going to have you tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and what are your scholarly interests?
I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is 2 hours east of Harrisonburg, across the mountains, and I grew up there since I was 7, and I came to Harrisonburg to study English at JMU in 2012, and I expect to graduate in 2016. My minor is classics.
What are some of your other scholarly interests?
I like writing papers, reading in my free time, I like programming, and I especially enjoy classic novels.
All right. How did these interests affect your relationships with bookstores as a consumer?
As a consumer, it made me go to bookstores a whole lot more because I need to buy a bunch of novels every semester. My relationship with bookstores could be summed up as a commercial one, in the sense that I need to buy books, and they have them, and they charge me for them. Usually, I buy my books at the JMU bookstore because that's the most convenient place, and the transaction is I walk in, get the books, and leave, and there's not much culture to it. It's, like I said, commercial in nature.
And what type of books do you generally buy?
As I alluded to earlier, I usually buy novels and certain textbooks about classical studies and some foreign language books, Latin and Greek mainly.
All right. What is your general perception of bookstores in today's society?
My perception of bookstores today is that they're existing in a tough ground in between the past where you needed to go to a bookstore in order to get books, and there was no alternative to the paper copy of a book. And on the other hand, you have the new technology like Kindles and iPads and that sort of thing with novels at the tip of your finger where you don't need to actually go to the bookstore. I think that Borders, for instance, is a good example of a bookstore failing in today's society because of different technological advances that make it easier to access books. And I think one side effect of that is that you have less people interested in engaging in the act of going to the bookstore and buying the books themselves. It's a more technological world nowadays.
Will you expand more on how you feel the role of bookstores has changed over the course of your individual life?
Even in my time, I probably can remember going to bookstores when I was 5, and since then, I can definitely say that the role of bookstores in people's lives and society's lives has changed a lot, for reasons I alluded to earlier, and I feel that I see more people using Kindles nowadays to read novels than actually the paper novels themselves. I think that my generation especially prefers the electronic version, and that bookstores are not as able to provide that as iPad or Apple or Kindle or what have you.
In your mind, what is the value of bookstores?
I think the main value of bookstores is that they provide to people the paper books themselves, and I think that paper books are preferable to digital books, but I also note that bookstores are a purely commercial endeavor. They're out to get money, and it's not like there's some kind of saint in the book world because they offer paperback books, because at the end of the day, it's a commercial interest.
All right. So, moving on. What role do you believe bookstores play in community life?
That's a hard question to answer because it's not like a coffee shop or something where the community gathers to have conversation. It's a niche group, usually overly pretentious people who feel that they're well-read, operating these bookstores and conversing with other similar people. And I feel that that's a niche community rather than the bookstore offering a place for the community at large to gather for conversation about books. And that all boils back to the fact that bookstores are primarily a commercial interest.
Interesting. How do you think different communities perceive or approach bookstores?
I think that when you have a community like JMU, which is mostly upper middle class people, that they approach bookstores with the commercial aspect in mind. And when you have other communities, maybe inner city, lower income communities, they probably don't consider going to bookstores or buying books, and they probably don't have the means to do so. So the bookstore probably plays a smaller role in those types of communities, and I would say it's more insignificant to those communities than to the community I belong to right now.
Okay. Going back to the evolution of the bookstores, how do you feel new technology of the digital age has affected bookstores and the bookstore culture?
Well, I think that new technology has affected the bookstores themselves because they're able to offer a product which most people consider easier to access, and they have greater earning potential, therefore they out-earn the bookstores, and they effectively beat them at the commercial game. As far as the bookstore culture, what culture there is in the bookstores, I think it effectively eradicates it because those cultures move on to the internet in forums and different websites to communicate with one another. All in all, I'd say that the digital age takes away from the personal contact within a bookstore.
All right. Personally, do you prefer reading hard copies or digital versions of books?
I prefer the hard copies, and I've never read a digital version of any book in my entire life.
Really? Why is that?
Because, well, for one, the screens hurt my eyes, and I don't like staring at the small print. And I think that that's a major downfall of the technology. I think that I'd say I am in the minority when I say that I prefer the actual paper books, but there's something about being able to add notes and highlight and underline within paperback books, or paper books rather, that I prefer over the digital ones.
Great. How do you think modern technology is going to affect bookstores in the future?
I would guess that we're going to continue along the same trend that the digital age and technology is going to be able to outdo bookstores, and we're going to see bookstores unable to maintain themselves, kind of similar to how it's been now, and eventually lose the commercial game to technology. I think that's a real possibility.
Do you think that today's bookstores should reevaluate their approach to book selling in order to sustain themselves in this technological world?
I think so, because from a commercial standpoint, if they want to survive, they're going to have to figure out ways to bring the books to the consumers in an electronic way. I think that if bookstores hold on to the printed page, so to speak, that they're eventually going to become disenfranchised with generations to come. And yeah, they will need to reevaluate their approach to technology and books.
So are there any measures that you think they should take to do this?
Well, since mobile application is a huge part of our daily life nowadays, I think that for starters, every bookstore probably does and could continue to develop applications that connect them to their consumers, because the people of today operate through smartphones and computers and that sort of thing, and that's how they access information.
Great. So, do you think that you will continue to shop at bookstores throughout your life?
I think that I will, because I need the print books both for my scholarly pursuits and for my personal intellectual growth. I'd say I'm in the minority for that, given just my interests and that sort of thing.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you very much for participating in this interview, and I appreciate your insights and your time.
Anytime.